Hello again, Mike O'Connor, Sex and Podcasting, yet another midweek couch edition of the show. But I was analyzing logs last night, and I had a really interesting experience, so I decided I'd do a show today to ask you a favor. And that is, I'd really like to hear from some of you as to why you came, whether it was the word sex that did it, or whether it was podcasting or community or something. And then I'm really interested in finding out which kinds of shows you're interested in, because when I analyzed the logs last night, two shows are getting all kinds of airplay. The ones that are about making podcasts, and like 10 times as many as the others. And so I'm just curious if that's what you're interested in, because if it is, I'd spend the weekend banging out a few more shows about how to make podcasts. Because I know how to do that, and I would be more than willing to share. So anyway, I have all these theories. Maybe you liked those shows because the Crusaders and Eric Clapton were the music on it. And that'd be good to hear about. Or maybe, you know, in both of those shows, there were also conversations about sort of new software widgets that need to get built. And maybe that's why you were interested. So anyway, I'm asking of you a huge favor, and that is to just take a minute while the rest of this podcast is going and jump on your email client. And send me a note. Mike@haven.com is my email address. Haven.com is my homepage. If you want to jump out there, the email address is there too. And you can see a picture of me there if you want. But anyway, just send me a little note saying, you know, what is it that got you to this show in the first place? And what is it that you really like about it and want to get more of? And then I'll do that. One of the reasons I like this approach is because, and I'm going to point you to a site, there's a site called Cluetrain, Cluetrain, that went up back in the mid-90s when the internet was still sort of young and innocent. And its premise is that on the internet, it's really about a series of conversations that take place between people like me and people like you, and the way that the internet gets better is if we converse rather than broadcast. And somewhere way down in the list of signatures on that page is my name, because I think that's a really good idea. And so I'm sort of practicing what I preach here on this show, trying to get a little input from you, and unlike the big majors, I only got one way to do it, and that's if you send me an email. My guess is that you are interested in sort of the making part. And I'm probably going to do those anyway because I have a client who could probably use those shows. So I was thinking I would probably break it down into like 7, 8, or 9 podcasts and put them together. You know, one is about how to get your voice in there, and one is how to edit the voice, and one is maybe how to assemble a show, and one is how do you get it up on a web page, and something about how do you do the RSS feed thing so that a gizmo like iTunes can see it, and, you know, stuff like that. But in little 5-minute chunks, because I am going to stay committed to this 10-minute format, so you can count on that. And my thought is that I'll do a couple over the weekend, and then I'm going to try and see if I can fox my web server into staging them so they don't all show up Sunday or Monday. They sort of trickle in through the week so that it will appear that I'm doing these on a schedule when, in fact, I'm going to be off with Son Richard doing old-timey music up at the Winnipeg Folk Festival. So anyway, again, I'm just hugely tickled that you're all here. Subscriptions continue to grow, and that's great. And I hope they are, because it's good, and one way to make it better is, you know, send me an email as to just a couple of lines. How'd you get to me? And then what is it that you really want to hear about? And that's it. You know, don't feel like you have to compose a big thing. Although if you want to, that's great. I'd love to hear that too.
Well, at this point in these shows, I went on to play a tune of some sort, but I've let the license to play those tunes expire. So I had to edit them out. And the other thing is that these shows are in mothballs now. I kind of ran out of stuff to say about community podcasting, so I've moved on to GeezerCast, which gives me a lot more room to maneuver. GeezerCast is a podcast to my unborn grandchildren, and if you're liking these, you might like those too. And join me over there at geezercast.com. Anyway, that wraps this show up. I hope you enjoyed it, and I'll see you the next time.